In the heart of Copenhagen, three middle-aged men faced a pivotal moment. Despite living in the happiest country in the world, Mikkel Swan, Alexander Agassipour, and Morten Primdahl felt deeply unfulfilled in their consulting jobs. They feared becoming what they called butt-cheek consultants, hired guns who never built anything meaningful of their own. With mortgages and families, they knew their window for taking meaningful risks was closing fast. What happened next transformed not just their lives, but an entire industry. Working from Alex's bachelor loft, sitting at an old door balanced on sawhorses with only one proper work chair, they created Zendesk, a company that would revolutionize customer service software and eventually list on the NYSE, valued at over $1 billion. Their intimate working arrangement quickly revealed their complementary personalities. Morten's obsession with perfection benefited their infrastructure. Alex's attention to detail improved their design, and Mikkel's domain knowledge and impatience kept things moving forward. These differences created tension but proved essential to their survival through the challenging years ahead. What made their journey remarkable wasn't just the outcome, but how they transformed a seemingly boring idea, customer service software, into something revolutionary through radical simplicity and customer centricity. Their approach to beautifully simple software design would eventually influence countless startups and even catch the attention of industry titans like Salesforce's Mark Benioff. Building Zendesk pushed the founders to their financial limits. Mikkel maxed out credit cards and drained retirement accounts while expecting a third child. Alex faced tax troubles, and Morten grappled with mortgage payments amid Denmark's housing crisis. Money concerns are psychological, Mikkel observed, as evident when Morten requested a modest salary despite their agreement to forego pay. This taught them that successful partnerships must account for varying risk tolerances and personal needs. Each founder rejected promising exits. Mikkel turned down consulting work. Morten declined a $30,000 monthly role that could have solved his mortgage troubles. And Alex passed on opportunities to return to finance. Their limited funds even influenced their branding. After considering various names, they purchased Zendesk for $1,000. Danish designer Toke Nygaard created their Buddha-inspired mentor character with a headset, reflecting their mission to bring calm to customer support. Zendesk launched in October 2007 after 18 months of development. When Morten sent a "We're live" note, Mikkel shared it widely, telling him, "Welcome to the rest of your life." They revolutionized enterprise software by rejecting traditional sales processes in favor of a self-service model. Customers could sign up, try the product free, and purchase with a credit card. This approach immediately satisfied 80% of support teams' needs. Without an established market, they experimented with acquisition through Google AdWords and the DEC network, generating thousands of signups. Their creative marketing included Zendesk-branded Buddha machines, small music boxes embodying their Ad Zen philosophy. Early adoption by Silicon Valley startups like Scribd and Twitter validated their approach, though launching without beta testing revealed challenges. Their requirement for customer registration before service proved problematic, especially for websites where support typically initiated customer relationships. Zendesk's early expenses quickly outpaced revenue, and contrary to the founders' expectations, Denmark's non-existent venture capital scene offered no relief. They turned to friends and family for investment, with Mikkel candidly comparing it to a lottery ticket. German angel investor Christoph Jans joined late in the round, bringing their seed funding to $500,000. The funding enabled basic salaries and debt repayment. A press release caught Silicon Valley's attention, though choosing GigaOm for an exclusive over TechCrunch created some industry tension. Their growing momentum attracted Charles River Ventures, whose $6 million term sheet the founders ultimately accepted after brief negotiations. In May 2010, Zendesk's celebration of reaching 5,000 customers quickly turned into a crisis. The company simultaneously launched major product updates and a pricing restructure that increased costs for existing customers, some by up to 300%. The backlash was severe. Customers felt betrayed, flooding social media with complaints, while TechCrunch accused Zendesk of bait-and-switch tactics. Mikkel's attempts to explain the business rationale fell flat, as the issue had become about broken trust rather than logic. After intense deliberation, Zendesk reversed course, grandfathering all existing customers into their previous pricing plans indefinitely. Mikkel published a candid apology acknowledging both the pricing mistake and their failure to consider customers' perspectives. The company embraced this crisis as a learning opportunity, even creating t-shirts featuring harsh customer comments as badges of humility. This experience shaped their core principles: never take customers for granted, maintain authentic communications, practice radical transparency, empower employees to be human, and embrace imperfection to build genuine connections. 7 years after sketching Zendesk in Mikkel's Copenhagen apartment, they went public on the NYSE, reaching unicorn status worth over $1 billion. The IPO process consumed months, requiring intense coordination with bankers, lawyers, and auditors. Despite a struggling tech market and advisors questioning their timing, Mikkel pushed forward. He wanted to complete the process and move on. He believed in the company's strength regardless of market conditions. The 2-week roadshow proved challenging. Though Mikkel's first pitch at Goldman Sachs faltered, he quickly found his rhythm meeting investors nationwide. He learned they sought more than financials. They wanted to believe in the company's impact. The night before trading, during a pricing call at Chicago Airport, they set the share price at $9, valuing Zendesk at $700 million. Mikkel viewed the IPO like their Series A, just the first step toward becoming a next-generation enterprise software company. They closed their first NYSE day at $13.43, up 49%. Though once inseparable, the three founders' roles have evolved naturally. Alex and Morten have stepped back from daily operations, with Alex working part-time from Denmark and Morten occasionally longing for simpler times instead of the grueling 18-hour workdays. Now a global public company serving 150 countries, Zendesk still prioritizes relationships. Companies are like Tinkerbell. They need the support and belief of others just to exist, Mikkel explains. We wouldn't have made it out of Alex's kitchen without our first customers who believed in us when no one else did. Their transformation from product-focused technologists to relationship-centric leaders was crucial. Though starting as product nerds, they learned technical excellence wasn't enough. Success came through their diverse customer base, including early adopters and those who returned with valuable feedback. Zendesk's journey reveals that authentic relationships drive sustainable business. While their product evolves, they maintain their vision of creating beautifully simple software that enables meaningful connections, proving that human relationships remain fundamental to lasting success.